Four is April 19th, 11 minutes after 9 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside Detroit Rock City. Welcome aboard, El Carpe.
Hey, we are right on time.
As usual.
Eric, how the hell are you feeling, brother?
You know, I'm all right. You know, hold in there, whatever.
Well, you've been going through a lot in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's this whole dementia thing, you know,
It's not your dementia. It's your mom's.
Yeah, it's not yet.
Holy Scooter shit. Joined us from Beans and Weenies.
What's up, Scoot?
Scooter, baby.
Thanks for joining us.
So this is Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies. We'll explain why this is important in a minute. So Eric, you and I haven't talked since me and my kids went on the little trip, day trip to go see. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
Or the day trip to go see the eclipse.
And did you guys go far enough south and you wear the right glasses?
Saw the whole thing. It was great. It was phenomenal. The kids had a great time. It was just wonderful.
Yeah. I heard you bought some Yingling.
Yes. And so I'm going to fade this out the way you taught me to. This is Alice Cooper, Billion Dollar Babies. We'll explain why Billion Dollar Babies is important here in a minute. But I did buy some Yingling. I bought a 6-pack of bottles of black and tan.
Yeah.
And I bought 2 6-packs of the lager, 16-ounce big cans.
Right, right.
So I'm saving the 6-pack of black and tan and one of those 6-packs of lager for when we do upstairs at Eric's down in your basement.
There's always a twist, right?
There's always a twist. But I thought, you know, if there's anybody who's going to enjoy it as much as I am, it's going to be Eric.
And, yeah.
You know, you're my brother from another mother. Dude, I didn't tell you this, but this morning.
You saw aliens.
Well, no, this is even worse. This morning, I woke up at 4 a.m. because I had the weirdest dream ever. Oh, and you know what this dream was?
I don't even, what is it? I'm curious to know.
You and me and your ma went golfing. The three of us went golfing.
Was she driving or something or what?
No, to one of those ritzy places over there in Livonia by you, right?
Right,
You know, in the neighborhood, kind of fancy places where, you know, you gotta kind of
get dressed up or whatever.
You gotta know somebody to get there. Well, I had to go to the bathroom. So I go into this private, cool, like super fancy bathroom. And as I'm coming out, you're pounding on the door going, "You need to get out. You need to get out."
That's called a strip club, Bill. That's what happens.
No, but there were four cops outside. And apparently our fourth was Trevor Noah, and he had sold beer to a 6-year-old.
Who the hell's Trevor Noah?
He's one of he's the former late night guy but it was just like the weirdest freaking thing. And I'm like, so we were all getting arrested because we were hanging out with Trevor Noah, who sold into
Just blame it on my mom.
Think we might have tried to do, but I don't know. It was just one of those funny things. I woke up in the morning going, I got to stop hanging out with Eric.
Well, it hasn't begun yet. I mean, at least in the last, three, 4 years.
You haven't ruined my life.
A couple years.
Right.
Exactly. I'll get you divorced one way or another. Yeah.
Hey, just as long as you don't get me arrested.
Right. Well, you know, that might be part of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, I've got some penis envy mushrooms for Phil Carpe. So when he comes over, I think I'm going to send him out in the backyard and get introduced to psychedelics.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Might help him out a little bit.
Well, so, and since we're doing that, at some point you're going to need to sell your house. And I bet you
do. I think I might move to Sterling Heights. What do you say?
That'd be all right. I know there's some places for sale out here, actually. I'm very well aware. And, you know, dear God, we could do that. Oh, just, I don't really know.
That might not be a good thing. We should stay 45 minutes apart.
It's healthier that way.
Yeah.
Our livers can't take it, but no,
right.
But, I bought one of those power pressure washers.
Yeah.
so we can clean up your patio in the backyard there before you turn around and decide to sell it, make it look real nice. And
all I've got a laundry list of stuff we can do with that damn thing.
Well,
window cleaning, brick cleaning, patio cleaning, you name it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and that's going to be a long weekend where you and I will do about six shows and drink till there's no, till our heart's content and, you know, what have you.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, all the work I put into this place, it's actually in really good shape. I've got, I'm holding off on painting the house until I got some carpet to rip out, which carpet's almost brand new, but there's a couple areas that it got kind of banged up, so to speak. Due to some certain things with my mom, but other than that, basement's pretty much done. The bathroom downstairs is done. Just a matter of some stuff outside.
So you actually have like your own little apartment downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually pretty cozy, and you'd be. I wish you would have saw it before. I don't know if you did.
I did see it before. I saw it in about three different stages.
Yeah, when you see it this time, you'll be like, "Holy shit!" I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it over to you. You'll be like, "Holy
that'll
shit!
Be nice.
What in the hell did you do?"
Well,
put up some walls. I got a TV. I'm just waiting. I got to buy a couch still, but that's about it. It's done.
Hey, I might have a couch for you eventually.
Yeah. So
anyway, so tonight's show. Tell us what tonight's show is about. How did you find it?
Yeah,
you found the topic for us.
Both El Carp and I kind of dabble around in the podcast. Other people doing podcasts, including Beans and Weenies. Thanks, Scooter, for being a part of us.
We do appreciate it. Stick around for
as
like
brief as it may
minutes.
Be.
Yeah.
But Bill and I both kind of stumble upon this guy Rick Beato, and he's kind of he's like a producer, writer, song musician, whatever. I think he's known for guitar and producing mostly. But he had a podcast, and he was talking about all the songs that have a billion more plays or not, if that made any sense. So I guess that's including maybe, I don't know if it's Spotify or, I'm not sure how he collects his information, but let's just call it Spotify. So
I think he was going off of Spotify.
Because
I watched the thing about three different times last night because I thought we were going to do a show last night or the night before or whatever and whatever. But so what he was looking at, there's like 200 songs that have over a billion plays.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was looking at, his thing was like, well, what are the really cultural, you know, ingrained ones that like really just sink in? And he was like, well, what are the ones that are 30 plus years old that would have over a billion plays? And that was like something that both of us were like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool to talk about. Because there are songs from 1975 to 1991, and I don't know.
Was that the bracket? What was his time frame? Do you remember?
He said 30 years old, and it
beginning
may have been,
30 years old. That's when he started kind of.
I don't know. It could have been. Okay, and I don't even know if he did the video.
That's probably the
four
oldest song. Okay, 30 years. Okay, gotcha.
So, something from 1991 was the most recent. 1975 was the oldest that he found. And so what I did is I went backwards from 1991 and I pulled these songs for us so we can go back in time. And what you're going to see, there's going to be some kind of thread that kind of flows through this, and it's ridiculous.
I watched it and I kind of put it aside for a little bit, but I thought it was a good topic to talk about. And I think it's going to be a good topic to talk about in the future too. You know, I mean, you know, what kills me, and I want to talk about this really quick. I mean, like 2 minutes is I don't know any Taylor Swift songs. I've never listened to one all the way through, but I don't understand what's going on today. Every time I turn on the mother effing TV, it's about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey or whatever. I don't get it. I don't get what the big pull is from them two. It's all media. I just don't get it. But Scooter, do you have any input? Feel free to call in because I know Bill's going to give me a kind of a skewed answer here because he's got kids. But I don't get it. There's like, it's almost like she's the only singer-songwriter out there. Every time I turn the media on,
but she's Taylor not Swift. The, yeah, she's not.
She's the not that good. She's not. I mean, she's good, but she's, and she may sing to the generation, but
so here's the thing. Oh,
Pete's enough is enough.
Here's the thing about her, though, is she knows how to market herself.
I know, but
to her audience.
Come on, Bill. Come on. Every time I type in Yahoo, there's four articles about her. I turn the TV on, there's people reporting on her. Scooter, she's not that good. She's not that good.
Scooter, you need to call her.
I get it. She's a grinder, but the media is beating her to death, and it's getting ridiculous. And I only say this because I have a mother with dementia, and I'm home clicking back and forth on this. On the freaking media. Oh, my God. It's driving me nuts. But anyways, we could put Taylor Swift aside.
Right. We can put her aside. But yeah. I will say this, and then we'll be done with it.
Sure.
She is a marketing genius.
I know. I get it.
She knows her audience.
She
knows how to sell to her audience.
Okay.
Her music overall is pretty good. To really good.
Come on. Why didn't like U2 have this kind of coverage? Why doesn't anybody else have this kind of coverage? It seems almost artificial.
U2 has the freaking domey thing.
It's ridiculous. It's like, oh my God, it's my turn on. It's Taylor Swift. You'd think she's like a creating peace around the world. It's like, you put her aside and let's move on, people. You know?
Well,
I'm not saying she's a bad performer. I'm not saying she doesn't speak to the masses, especially this current generation.
She puts on a great show too.
So I work for this brokerage, right?
She work loves for a her brokerage. Audience.
I asked this girl, Allie, that works at the front desk. I said, Allie,
okay,
what kind of music do you listen to? She goes, well, right, you know, I listen to Taylor Swift and this other country singer, but that's about it. And I'm like, okay, there's probably 100 people you can listen to between anything. Why only Taylor Swift? And this country person that she mentioned, I didn't know who the hell it was. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So
it's
here's
like
the thing,
mind, though. The mind of people, this newer generation is. I don't know. Like, they can't think for themselves.
You and I are old enough. We know better. My thing is, I'll add her to my listening list because I like some of her songs. Her songs are interesting.
Well,
they say something
because you have kids. They mean you can relate.
I can relate, but and that's fine. But she's not the only thing. But the other part of her is she loves her audience.
Yeah, I get it.
She does some amazing. Yeah, you're right. Scooter says her songs are catchy, but they're not great. But they are catchy. You know.
Her song.
You need to calm down.
This is the biggest problem I have. This is the biggest problem I have. Is that I'm a college football guy, right? And since the Lions were doing so well, I got back into being a fair weather fan a little bit more and started watching the Detroit Lions. And then it went to the Super Bowl. Every freaking 10 minutes, it goes back to Taylor Swift and Kelsey, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah,
Travis Kelsey, whatever.
Travis Kelsey.
And it's like, why so much attention to one person? She's just, you know, I don't get it. And maybe if the Chiefs aren't in the Super Bowl next year, we'll never see it. But it's borderline ridiculous because she's not that good. She's not.
I don't even care. It's just that, you know, this is the thing that's happening now. That's fine. It's interesting. Whatever. It's fun. And people seem to be enamored with it. That's great. It'll go away. I don't care. But her music overall, you know, I've watched a lot of her interviews with various people. I've watched her on there's a show in Britain. She was sitting across from the Monty Python guy.
Yeah.
And he gave her shit like crazy. And she was so innocent and so not defensive, but she was so real. You're like, all right, that's,
you know,
she's a good person.
I just hope she doesn't wind up like Michael Jackson and Britney Spears, because those are two perfect examples of, they've gone so deep, it screwed them up. And I feel bad for both of them. I think Michael Jackson was screwed up from day one. Now, I shouldn't say day one, but when he got in the early teens, but Britney Spears went
down. Yes, the Graham Norton show. You're right, Scooter.
Yeah.
It was the Graham Norton show. If you look at the Graham Norton show with Taylor Swift and the guy from Monty Python, whose name I can't remember, John Cleese.
Yeah, John Cleese. Yeah.
And he gave her a hard time, and she was so real and so honest.
I know. I get it.
There's something about it.
Enough's enough. Enough's enough. You know, it's like, it's almost, this is the problem I've got. Scooter, I know you can relate. You're close to our age, around about our age. It's like everything that's been sacred, like auto racing and the NFL and all these different like media based. I don't think baseball does it. I don't think soccer does it. But why is it certain things that they're just, you know, what's the gain? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like it's muddying up. Like I don't want to watch Taylor Swift when I'm watching the Super Bowl. I could care less about Taylor Swift. But apparently it is marketing. Right. They're trying to pull in some of the younger crowd. But it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. But anyways, we'll put it aside. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, exactly. Bud Light. My God. Anyways,
we'll put that aside. Sell more beer. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Anyway, you're right, Scooter. Bud Light marketing strategy. That's hilarious. So this is smells like
Kid
Teen
Rock
Spirit.
Went back on Bud Light. I think.
I know because he's affected. A dumbass. he's just a dumbass. I'm sorry. His music is fine and he's whatever, but you know he's just a dumbass.
He went from shooting up Bud Light cases of beer, saying, "Well, you know, Bud Light's okay."
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Bud Light. I still sell Bud Light in my bars, so they're okay. You know.
Right. Really? So this is 1991. Anyways. Smells Like Teen Spirit. 1.39 billion plays.
Now, are you doing these by order of total plays or random?
No, I'm doing them from 1991. I'm going back in time.
All right.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of shit that I'll explain to you too as we go along. As to why some of these have been so famous. But Nirvana has always been one of those, in a shell, you're either a Nirvana fan or you're not.
I know. My buddy Tommy B from Tennessee.
Yeah.
He said he didn't like Nirvana.
I'm not a huge fan of Nirvana. I appreciate the sound quality. I appreciate the creativity. I appreciate the newness of it. But it's not something I would listen to all the time.
No, it is pretty heavy. I remember my buddy and I, Brian, driving out to Ann Arbor to go downtown to buy this CD. In fact, it might even have been a cassette when it came out.
What was the name of the place?
School Kids Records.
School Kids Records, that's right. Yeah, because I've been there many times.
We went at like 7 o'clock at night to go buy this album and listen to it on the way home. But it resonates quite a bit with me. I love Nirvana. And I love Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters. From the Foo Fighters also, I should say. But
Dave Grohl, he's great.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so that's Nirvana.
Who do you got next?
So I'm gonna play this first. And then you'll guess the song because it's part of the... But part of the popularity is, this is AC/DC.
Yeah.
And AC/DC has been super popular forever, right?
Yeah, they've got a strong following.
They've got a strong following, but...
Well, you know what the crazy thing is, too, though, is that, you know, after Bon Scott died, and I'm drawing a blank on the singer's first name. Yeah, I'll think of it in a second. But
Bon Scott died before they did most of the
They picked up. They couldn't have picked up probably a better frontman aside from Bon Scott. Bon Scott did a great job, but he was funny.
But
did a lot of roller skating at AC/DC.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yes, Brian Johnson. Thank you.
Brian Johnson.
But so, what I have come to notice is some of these songs that have become super popular with all these huge billions of downloads and listens or whatever,
yeah.
is because of recent movies.
You think we didn't jump out of the plane because of the light breeze? Get
this
out
is
the
from
shit now, mustache!
Deadpool 2.
Laird! Hit it!
So in Deadpool 2, this song is featured.
I never saw Deadpool 2. I think I saw Deadpool 1. First one.
Doesn't matter that you didn't see it. The thing is billions of kids saw this. And they heard this song during a really cool scene in the movie. Yeah, and social... You're right, Scooter. Social media is bringing back band notoriety. And the directors and what have you who are doing these movies are like, I gotta have this song, and yeah. this is what's gonna express what we're trying to do.
Tommy B from Tennessee is in the house.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he called me earlier. I said we were doing our podcast.
Right. So, Deadpool 2 was where that
Scooter's got the smarts.
It's always been a great song, but Deadpool 2 I think brought it back to another generation.
Yeah,
because Thunderstruck came out in 1990, or in 1990 it hit 1 billion views.
I like the banjo guys that do this. The guys from the deep
so
south somewhere.
Yeah, there's so many guys. There's so many different versions of this song. There's one where there's a
we do the cellos too, right?
Yeah, the cello guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah.
But it's like phenomenal. So. I mean, this has always been a great song.
I can remember roller skating and all this stuff. It was amazing. That's some of the best times of my life. Actually, me and Tommy B used to go roller skating together.
So this one was 1986, 1.04 billion.
And it's a good song. When he came out, when these guys came out, they were good. Yeah. They were good.
I don't know what's going on. That wasn't me. So, you know, living on a prayer. I can deal without that song. But here's another one, 1985, as we're going back in time. 1.19 billion. And this is, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the video is so creative.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was early MTV. That's like first day MTV.
No, this is 1985, which is...
Oh, is it?
MTV was 1981.
I thought AHA was one of the first videos that came out on MTV.
No.
MTV, no.
They were one of the first that hit like gazillion views, gazillion plays. But this is not in the first 4 years of MTV. But, you know, that's... And that is by far one of the greatest videos to watch.
It is. It's probably one of the most original ones.
So here's another one from 1983. 1.27 billion plays. You know this one. Everybody has to know this.
Do you think it's purely on the age of the song, how long the song's been around, or do you think... because of maybe it's been included in films and other, I don't know, it could be a remake, could be, covered by somebody else. I don't think, the police don't get covered very often. I think they're too complicated to be covered.
Right, and I think you're right about that. But I think the police have been, and I think this song has been in a number of different movies. I didn't get to look this one up. Pull it up. I only pulled up a couple of them for movies and stuff. But you're right about that. Where the police, they're they're complicated and it's difficult to replicate.
Yeah.
But if you throw it in a movie, this is a total rom-com song. And I'm sure it's been in a rom-com of some kind. You know, what I'm surprised about is there's no Echo and the Bunnymen in this list. Because, no, and the reason I say that is because of...
I'm going to break you of that, Bill. I'm going to break you of that.
But it's John Hughes. It's...
Oh, that's true. I'll give you that.
That was the only thing, is I was thinking John Hughes, who pulled out all these awesome, you know, 5 to 10 great 1980s movies, and every one of them featured at least one song by Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah. Why is Echo and the Bunnymen not in this list?
Yeah, that's true.
But, and again, it's one of those things where, you know, either it hits or it doesn't hit, and how do you choose? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fade that out the way you taught me.
I don't know. Zeppelin's got to be up there, right? I don't even know. I'm trying to think.
Well, go ahead. Well, here I'm going to throw the next one.
What's the next
this
one?
This is 1.17 billion from 1982.
Yeah, I wonder if Vanilla Ice had anything to do with their bump in the Spotify account.
Well, and that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
I doubt it, but you know.
Mr. Beto didn't address that in his video. But what's his name again? Something Beto?
Yeah, Rick Beto.
Rick Beto. Beto or whatever. Hey, if you want to go to the source of all this stuff, you go to Rick Beto. We're just here fucking around. You know, we don't care. Who's in a Speedo?
Well, I sleep in one. I don't know about Rick. I think Bill sleeps nude. What his wife told me he was. He's giving away all his underwear.
Yeah. Twice. Rick Beato. B-E-A-T-O. Fade that out the way you talk.
Yeah, he does a podcast. He's actually a really interesting guy.
1982. Well,
yeah, of course.
Billy Jean.
Yeah.
You know, and the video is great. The song is great.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yeah, tell me.
You put everything aside, okay? And you did talent. If you just measured talent alone, do you think Jackson's got more talent or Prince has got more talent? Everything else aside. I know Prince is out there. His way he sings, the content that he sings on.
Well, when it goes to creativity, I give it to Prince.
Yeah, I say Prince. Because the guy is apparently a musical genius. You know?
Prince.
Where, I don't know if he has anything.
Well, Michael Jackson is a talent. And he's something. But when you look at Prince is he produced so many other bands.
Yeah.
He brought himself in, and Prince, his legacy, he still owns all his music. You can't play his music without getting copyright stricken.
Yeah.
Because he owns it. But he was the one who developed the whole idea that, what's her face? Here, I gotta fade this out.
Sheila E. It was Sheila E. I saw a couple documentaries on his backup
so
band.
So many different little
The Revolution. But you know what was interesting is to hear his work ethic. He was like, it's either going to be perfect. If it's not perfect, we're going to work all night until it is perfect. Then we can start recording.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he was with everything, with all of his music. Like
Prince was an artist. Michael Jackson was a talent.
Yeah.
There's a complete difference between the two. And, you know, I may have, you know, I, well, I'm drunkard and shit, so what do I know? But that's how I see it. Prince was this artist who he sculpted his songs perfectly and made it into something that he wanted it to be from the beginning.
It was kind of like Tom Waits.
He saw the vision.
Tom Waits sung the way he sung and wrote the way he wanted to, and so did Prince.
Right.
Prince did it on, he carved his own path, you know?
Prince had a vision of how he wanted to things to be.
Yeah.
And he made it be that way, or it didn't get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and so we're looking still in 1982.
Oh God.
1.27 billion views, listens. Toto.
Toto.
Yeah.
There's got to be an explanation to Toto. There's got to be, because the song's not that great.
It's just
like Taylor Swift. It's just not that great.
Right, but it has something to it.
I know.
All right, that's enough of Toto. Here's one that you won't believe. 1981. 1.37 billion. Journey.
God, I roller skated this one too.
Everyone has roller skated on this. If you've ever put on roller skates, you've listened to this song.
Yeah. You know what's funny is Scooter wrote in Sheryl Crow. And Sheryl Crow, I saw her on something, or she wrote something about how she's complaining that there's no more record sales, so she can't make any money on records and CD sales. And I'm like, wow. You know, well, hopefully you save the money.
But the thing with, you know, and again, this list is based on 30 years or older.
Yeah.
And what it is these are songs that have been part of a, like, they're deep into the history. They're inbred into our culture. You know, and as much as I love Sheryl Crow, she's not AC/DC Back in Black.
No.
You know, and this song has been everywhere. Tell me a story about this, Eric.
Back in Black?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Aside from Blisters on My Feet from Roller Skating, and I've probably heard this song at least 5,000 times.
We all have.
It never gets old. It never really gets old.
The guitar work is great. It just.
All right. You know, that would be a good concert to see, though.
Oh, hell
Scooter, yeah. You ever seen AC/DC? Tommy B? Oh, yeah. Another one bites my nuts.
Remember when the Lions made this?
Yes, right. Yes, yes.
This was from 1980. So God. Was Back in Black.
Yeah, this was Barry Sanders' days.
Yeah. So this, the second song from Queen, because the Under Pressure was Queen and David Bowie. And here's Queen in 1980.
Wow.
And this is 1.35 billion listeners.
I was just talking to Tommy B about Queen. And I go, if you go through all their albums, and one of my favorite, all-time favorites from Queen, if not probably my top five ever.
Tell me it's Bicycle News.
No, well, it's going to, but it's the album News of the World. It's phenomenal. Bohemian Rhapsody is good too, but...
My News favorite was the one with Bicycle Race on it.
Was that Killer Queen?
Is that Killer Queen?
Maybe Killer Queen. I'm trying to think.
No, it's...
Or no, it's the other one. It's the... Bicycle Race. Day at the Races.
Day at the Races.
Yeah, Day at the Races. Yeah, Queen's one of my all-time favorites.
Just a great... Right, exactly. You got it right.
That's what I talked to my mom.
Hey, Bisbee Glow is trying to call.
Yep. Let him Tommy B from Tennessee.
Here's another one from
Michael that was his
1978.
Yeah, Michael
Michael Sambello, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, yeah.
Someone's trying to call in. Let him in. Come on.
I know. I haven't seen him yet. He came over once, but I haven't seen him yet again.
Bisbee Glory. Try it again, baby.
Come on there, Bisbee Globo. Yacht Rock, baby. Yeah, I know.
Bring it in.
It's one of my favorites.
But this is September, 1.11 billion listeners. It's Tom. Just fucking let him in.
I just invited him.
Jesus H. Christ on a popsicle stick. Do you know how to make this shit work?
I'm trying to do like two things at one time. Hold on.
Oh my God. Scooter, I'm so glad you're still with us. And one of the three people who have become part of our...
We got thousands of listeners.
Yeah, both of them. All right, that's enough of that. That was September. And that is a phenomenal song. Okay, well, that's great.
Hey, Tommy B from Tennessee should have an invite to call in.
Yeah, so since we're waiting for Tommy B,
I talked to him the other day, though. Or was it yesterday or today? Yesterday? He says he's only seen a few concerts. I'm like, shame on
you. What the hell's
wrong
with him?
That's what I said.
What the hell's wrong with him?
How's the matter?
Look, so here's a couple things.
Yeah.
Since we are... I'm waiting for the computer to catch up here.
He's talking gibberish. By email.
Yeah, whatever. Don't.
By email? I don't know. I just, however it goes. It's sitting there. The invite is in your mailbox, I'm guessing.
Right.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Take him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
It still cracks me up.
Here's what we got to do.
Push the button, Tommy. Tommy B.
While we're waiting for Tommy B, shut up, Tommy B. Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf provide us with the following disclaimer.
That's smart. Go on.
We got to get through this. Otherwise, we're going to be.
I don't hurry up. I'm going to go shake the dew off the lily pretty soon.
Oh, go shake the dew off the lily right now while I'm trying to read the goddamn thing.
Hold together. I'll be right back.
Yes, dear. Holy shit. Get out of your face. So, the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf have provided us with the following disclaimer for only $14,000 a month for their retainer, which is great for us because we don't have any money anyway. Please listen at your own risk. These guys are mildly insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. That's you and me, Eric. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, band, organization, or tribe. No animals were harmed in the production of this show except for two rats and oversized mongoose. He was asking. Please check with your doctor prior to listening to this show. Not available in Colorado or Delaware, unless, of course, it is available in Colorado or Delaware. That is the disclaimer that we have to give every show. Otherwise, we get copyright and stricken, rick and brickin', and all that other stuff. So there's.
That was wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
God damn it,
oh,
Statler.
Waldorf,
shut up.
Parts of it that weren't very good.
Well,
you guys
better.
Are driving me
really
crazy.
Like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
I'm not back.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Oh. Hey, boo.
Boo!
I feel like a new man.
You smell like a new man.
Thank you.
So we just did this.
Oh, there he is. Is that him?
Am I here now?
Tommy B from
Tennessee.
Oh my God! Here, I've been clicking on that link in the email, and it just like disappears and disappears. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this thing?
You came up once. I just missed it. Like I clicked on it, and you're gone. And then I haven't seen it.
I don't care about your problems. You're here now. What's going on, Tommy B from Tennessee?
What's Knoxville? My cousin broke down in Knoxville. He drove up from Florida and he crapped out in Knoxville. So he had to, they rented a car to drive home. Then he had to take a flight back from Grand Rapids back to Knoxville to drive his car back.
Oh, God. Oh,
wow. He hit a guardrail or something and poked a hole in his radiator.
Oh, then you got to hear the song. You got to check out the song Copperhead Road by Steve Earle.
Copperhead Road.
It's a remake of an old song, Copperhead Road. And they're talking about running moonshine down to Knoxville, I think from Kentucky, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Since you tried 10.
Interesting.
And Steve Earle, it does probably the best version, I think. It's a remake, but it's Southern. You hear that? You're like,
are there any dry counties down in Tennessee?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
In Kentucky, there are.
Kentucky and Georgia. Because we drove down to Florida years ago. We stopped in Georgia and realized it was a dry county. People thought we were nuts.
Yeah, Murray State in Kentucky. I was almost going to go there. And with my parents, when I was in high school, we visited. And as soon as I found out it was a dry county, I'm like,
not a good idea.
Yeah.
Now it's all about dispensaries. Like, you guys got any dispensaries that are like within a couple miles?
No.
Oh, no, man. The
Tennessee is holding out. They're holding out so long that they got hemp dispensaries and what do you call that? The Delta 9. And it's like, oh my God, they're like just on the edge of the law. They're just waiting. But like some lawmaker said, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that it is not legal here forever.
Jack Daniels is in a dry county. Get out of here. Is it? Is it really?
Yep.
My buddy Jeff that does Rack House Ramblings, he hasn't lately because he had a new job and it takes up all his time, but he went down to all the distilleries and stuff down in Kentucky. I didn't realize those are dry. So they can produce it there, but they can't sell it there. Is that what it is?
They can make it. They can't sell it. And they can't, you can't drink it there.
How fucked up is that? That is upside down backwards. Yeah. That's backwards. Jesus. Well,
the bless you. There you go. Thank you. When I was coming up from Florida,
on your mini bike,
on the motorcycle. When I took the boat ride down to Florida and I rode up, I stopped in a Kentucky area that was a dry county, and I'm like, and I had been accustomed to whenever I stop somewhere, and this is just something from my traveling.
Yeah.
I always ask, where's the closest liquor store?
Yeah.
Because, why wouldn't
you have an outlet, right? Just in case
work is tough. And so I get to this place in Kentucky and I'm like, where's the closest liquor store? They're like, well, that's 58 miles away because we're in the dry county.
Then you're like, where's the nearest gas station?
What the fuck is wrong with you people? You guys are crazy and should die. What the hell?
No people in Kentucky should die. But anyway,
just what? Sorry.
Let's move on to the next. What's the next song?
I don't know, but it could be this. It's you, Eric. This is you.
Make me feel guilty.
Bill's gonna keep calling me.
The Beatles brothers or whatever.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go. Shit.
The Shiitake brothers or whatever that song was. Remember that?
He gets into the dots.
God damn it!
That's enough of that.
The Shiitake brothers, or no? What was that? Shido brothers?
Oshiko or Oshika?
I'm thinking Japanese, shiitake mushrooms.
Or something. Oh, here we go. So the next song in the list is from 1978, with 1.39 billion downloads
from 1978.
Yeah, and here's part
another
of the reason.
Song?
Part of the reason is because it was in a movie.
It's gotta be from films.
It was in the movie Shazam.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure so much. I liked how the way the numbers were tallied. I don't know if it's fair. I want raw data on how much Spotify. I guess you can't really.
These are only these. Yeah. These are not the ones that are like, you know, over 3 million, 3 billion, or whatever.
You got to do one that all but the
these are the ones. Spotify these are the ones that are 30 years old.
Yeah. And,
so that was from that was actually parts of the movie.
He is but, one. He is one of them.
But this song is beyond familiar for so many.
Yeah. Queen brings tears to my eyes sometimes.
Well, and part of it is if you've watched.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
The other part that is important about the fact that Don't Stop Me Now is important is because the movie that came out with Queen recently, whatever, I can't remember what the name of that movie was.
That's Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody, oh, whatever, I don't know. It was a very good history biography of the band, and it gave so many new people, like my young kids saw this movie and thought, well, yeah, that band is great. But this is a band that you and I grew up with.
Yeah, it was one of my first favorite bands
ever. And now the next generation has seen, yeah, these guys are great too. And it's one of those things that Queen has been a multi-generational band. And
let me ask you this. All right. This goes out to you, Scooter, and Tommy B. If you had to compare Taylor Swift to somebody 20 or 30 years ago, who would it be?
I would give her Elvis.
Oh, come on.
No, oh, because
I almost hit the end button. Come on.
No, because Elvis knew how to sell himself.
Yeah.
And
that's true, Scooter. I know. Really, not Elvis. You can't compare Elvis to Taylor Swift. It's different. Come on.
But
come on.
But the thing is it's always going to be different.
And the question, I understand. But
Eric, the question is, what's the criteria?
Elvis defined an entire genre where hardly anybody knows Taylor Swift aside from a new generation because it gets like...
Hello?
I have no idea. I don't even know.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was blocked off. But you guys are asking about Taylor Swift, who it is. I think it's a... What was her name? Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
She's probably comparable to Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
Well, Bill said Elvis.
I'll
take Tom. I'll take Tom and Ginger, not El Carpe and Elvis.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, come on.
I get it. But
well, maybe Marianne. Marianne was pretty hot. She's kind of like that.
Marianne always remind me of your sister Carrie.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and Wendy was kind of like Ginger.
Oh man, they might hear this one day, so I got to be quiet.
Yeah. We won't mention your last name.
Well, but so
Debbie Gibson.
Neither of you guys have children.
We got Ginger. We got Elvis. We got Debbie Gibson, which means you know what? She's not comparable to anybody. I'm sorry, just you guys got to prove it to me. I am so tired of Taylor Swift. The media.
Yeah, I never got into her. I think she's okay.
I don't even know what the hell she even sings.
Me neither.
I have no idea.
Eric, you're allowed to be. This is totally fine that you don't understand it.
Bill, you have kids. I'm asking you.
I do.
Kids aside.
What I'm telling you
is the vaccination. And, they, and tell- that's why they like Taylor Swift. I don't know. And maybe she's pretty good. I don't know. I just I should
know. Yeah, I agree. I agree with Scooter. She's nothing like Madonna either. Madonna was another
she,
one.
She's kind of country and like pop.
I don't know. She song writes about like past boyfriends. That's because like the newer generation, they don't they're not involved with like the opposite sex like we were, or even same sex, doesn't matter. But
like, is she like, better than Britney Spears?
Yeah, it's like a I don't know. I don't know. There's something. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. Madonna was like I don't know. I mean, Madonna was closer to Elvis than Taylor Swift.
I,
you know,
honestly,
come on,
I don't know how to handle that yet.
I know. It's a tough one. It is. That's why I asked you, because you have kids and it's a tough, one to get through.
Here's the problem.
She's a slouch, I don't know who the hell she even is besides the media.
Eric, here's the problem. She is a phenomenal influence.
Reason behind that, though.
But she's number one, she's a good person.
Yeah, but so is, you know, they all are.
But mostly. But there's something about it that I can't say I don't.
She's got a nice ass, right?
She's
got a big ass. She's I'll take it all day long. Yeah,
that's not even it.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for crackers.
Her songs mean something to the children.
I know, but like, there's a thousand other bands that mean something too.
Here's the problem, Eric.
I know,
Eric. Here's the problem. Madonna's songs meant something to us.
I know, but I'm talking.
Why do we have to take away from them?
But it's like
because somebody else has something. Why do we have to take away from them? We do not have to take away from them because something means something to them.
But that's never mind.
I should listen to
someone. I know where this is going.
I don't. I'm not sold one way or the other.
The problem is, Bill, you're sticking up for your kids, not for your
yes, because my children understand.
Put your kids aside.
I like the music. I like the music. Okay, put my kids aside. I like the music.
I think it's the name.
I like it.
Maybe.
Taylor Swift. I find her. I think her song, You Better Calm Down, is awesome.
And the only reason why you know that is because your kids listen to it. You wouldn't know it otherwise.
You should play one of her songs.
No, go ahead. Throw it on.
All right, fine. Fuck you.
Put on their Smokey Pants.
All right.
I should be honest, I haven't really listened to much of her music at all.
I don't even know who the hell she is besides I see her on TV.
She's got a huge following, and I guess I should listen to it, I suppose.
At least she should be in Playboy or something. Jesus, give me a reason to.
Yeah.
You know what? Al Carpi is a Swiftie. I'm trying to get an honest answer out of him, but he's dodging.
Okay, fine.
Scooter says she is a marketing master.
She is actually a marketing master.
So are the Black Keys. You know, they're marketing masters too. But are you going to base it on total followers? That's what I say. Where's the music? She's probably an auto-tune girl. So me and Tommy B were talking about that earlier.
This song here.
What was that?
The auto tune, remember auto tune? We're trying to figure out what the.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. The song is
this
You
is
Better
it?
Calm Down. Yeah, You Better Calm Down.
Okay. It's not a Papa Don't Preach, that's for sure.
The video for this
is amazing.
Because she essentially says, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but they're all relationship related.
This song I love because.
Does she write her own music?
Yes.
Well, there's no there's not really any right brilliant door song or anything, right?
Oh, shut up, Eric.
Seriously.
She writes
her own song. That's every song she writes.
This is all electronic music, right? So this is on a some kind of beat machine, whatever.
But,
and she's talking about a breakup. That's what I keep hearing about her.
This one is not a breakup. This is go fuck yourself. We all have the right to be who we are.
Right.
Don't fuck with me with this one either. Child,
you hear how it's, you hear how the, is this the whole song? I mean, like,
yeah.
So it's,
I can
like the
sing
whole
this
song.
With auto-tune.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, right there, it kind of goes. Right there, it kind of gets like fuller.
Yeah.
But it's like
to
it's
me,
like, you see, it's kind of like it's all,
you know,
like an
Moby?
Intro.
Yeah,
you're waiting
Moby?
For it.
Moby would compose his own music by putting on a beat track and then doing his lyrics next to it or alongside it. That's all she's doing.
I'm going to tell you.
I know. Damn it, Carpe.
So it's always like you're waiting for it to like take off, like
yeah.
The old school music, like its intro.
Yeah, like, just a beat track.
There's a lot of
stuff. Scooter.
You know,
Scooter's probably got kids too.
It's like driving in the car music. Which is cool.
The message,
no,
that's catchy. I like it. It's catchy.
Beyonce's yeah. Country now.
And the message of this song is
Beyonce is country.
You can be
now.
Whoever you are. He's in a country.
I mean, if I were in the car with a bunch of like hot women and all their breasts are like bouncing up and down.
Yeah,
and
exactly. You
or listen to this music, I would dig it. I would dig it big time. I'd be like,
yeah. I would put my double X t-shirt, Swifty t-shirt on.
Oh, the lipstick in there. I'd be like, yes, I am having a great time driving in the summer. So it is. It's like a summertime driving I can see that.
4,000.
Like, not making fun of it. It's like.
That.
Yeah, it's like that's like driving in a convertible. I could see that. I could dig it. It's
convertible Volkswagen from '82. Bill, I'm just giving
just
you shit because
down.
I think I think it's lousy music. I do. There's no talent. I can sing that. I can grab my nuts and sing that into auto tune. Fucking get really close to that music. That's what I don't get. I
that's
just
what we should do,
don't
man.
Fucking get it. You can't compare that to The Cure. You can't compare it to U2. You can't compare it to AC/DC. There's no heart in that music. There's none. There's none. Of it.
Well,
no heart.
You know, the three of us could write music like this, and
oh god,
we just all put on some wigs and we just, you know,
yeah, another one, Miley Cyrus, another one that if somebody sent her to the moon, I'd be 50
year old dudes, man.
Yeah, we're happy old Van Halen's.
I will say this.
Do you feel like you're teamed up on Bill?
Oh, absolutely. Because why wouldn't I be? But you're
because you have kids. I'm trying to pull it out of you.
Yeah, you're completely wrong.
You come over to my house and you have those Guinnesses and a couple shots. I'm gonna get the truth out of you. And I'm gonna record it for our next podcast.
No, I'll admit it is catchy. It is catchy. It's good.
It's
catchy.
It's like the enough thing, is enough with the woman.
But it's,
you know.
But yeah, you said, I agree, it's not nothing compared to The Cure, like you said. Nothing like.
No, you compare her to Madonna when Madonna came out. Oh, Madonna was like, it turned the world upside down. She was political. She was religious. She was like everything. This is just, I broke up with a guy. I broke up with a guy. That's all it is. You know, there's no talent. Anyways, I'm picking on you, Bill.
Yeah, I know you are.
I don't think you're being honest with me. That's why I'm picking on you.
Well, here's the thing.
Sticking up for your kids, the kids' generation.
No, here's the thing. I do appreciate the quality
my
of
honesty.
Music.
I know. I get it. It's a different generation. I get it.
There's something to this.
You're still a shitty golfer.
I am always a shitty golfer. Go fuck yourself. But you know, when it comes to Taylor, I really do think she's got something.
Oh my god.
I don't care. I don't give a flying farting fuck what you think about what I think about Taylor. I think she's good. She's good.
All right.
Good. She's really good. She's really good. If I could speak English, it would be great. She's good. I like her music.
Well,
I find it entertaining. It doesn't.
You know what?
What the fuck do you want from music anyway? You want music to entertain you.
It's entertaining.
Kiss my fucking ass. It's just goddamn music. Kiss my fucking ass.
Let's do part two next week.
A little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
All right, it's quarter after 10. Eastern Standard Time.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Got a moose.
Oh, crap, it's gone.
1.97 billion plays.
Listen for part two next week.
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from his monstrosity.
It's supposed to be a support. April 19th, 12 minutes after 10. Listen for part two next week.
So, what are you doing here? You're partied out, man. Again. What if he honks in the car? I'm giving you a no honk.
Is this just fantasy?